Cadman presents The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, read by Tim Robbins. Then wear the gold hat, if that will move her. If you can bounce high, bounce for her too, till she cry, "Lover, gold-hatted, high-bouncing lover, I must have you." Thomas Parkden Villiers. Once again, to Zelda. In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. "Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone," he told me, "just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had." He didn't say any more, but we've always been unusually communicative in a reserved way, and I understood that he meant a great deal more than that. In consequence, I'm inclined to reserve all judgments, a habit that has opened up many curious natures to me and also made me the victim of not a few veteran bores. The abnormal mind is quick to detect and attach itself to this quality when it appears in a normal person, and so it came about that in college I was unjustly accused of being a politician, because I was privy to the secret griefs of wild, unknown men. Most of the confidences were unsought. Frequently I have feigned sleep, preoccupation, or a hostile levity when I realized by some unmistakable sign that an intimate revelation was quivering on the horizon. But the intimate revelations of young men, or at least the terms in which they express them, are usually plagiaristic and marred by obvious suppressions.